Congressman Don Beyer is co-sponsor of the TRACE Act, which would provide $100 billion in federal funds to go to clinics, medical centers, and faith-based organizations to help them perform contact tracing. Now, the bill has the unfortunate tag of H.R. 6666, and the internet is full of conspiracy theories about it. Adrian Casolotti at the National Association of County and City Health Officials says that's just the fear of the unknown.
So it makes sense that people are concerned about things that are new and different because we haven't had to do contact tracing in this level. But no one is talking about forcibly removing anyone from their homes or doing any of these things. We're talking about how do you support people so that they can keep going on with their lives and protect them and their loved ones from getting sick.
Jay Stanley at the ACLU says contact tracing will never have perfect protection of privacy, but he says there's no reason it can't be done in a way that protects privacy.
That's not just a side thing, but protecting privacy is actually a crucial part of contact tracing, because if people don't have faith that their privacy will be protected, it reduces the effectiveness of contact tracing because people lie.
Contact tracing isn't just about protecting health. It's also a potential job for people who are out of work. The Virginia Department of Health is looking to hire 1,300 people to trace coronavirus cases. I'm Michael Pope.